Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Bring Something to the Table. And it's still political week, believe it or not. We're still going at it.
Yes, and hello, people. Ashley here.
Oh, hey, Ashley.
He forgot me.
I didn't know you were here.
This time, since I forgot him twice.
Yep,
early.
I was doing it on purpose. But yeah, so we're back with the whole political week. And, you know, we're talked to Derek, and then we talked to Hunter.
Yep.
Two very different conversations, I will say so. But hey, let's bring them both back to the table.
Yeah.
Coming in live on satellite, still, we have Hunter. And joining us in the studio live in person, we have Derek. So, fellas, welcome back to the table.
Thank you.
Thank you. I mean, like I never left.
Right?
I know, strange, right? Man, it's been a week.
Right?
It's been one hell of a week.
It's been a whirlwind of a week.
Yep.
Yeah, so we left off the last episode. Ashley wanted to ask Hunter one more question, but we knew it could take a little bit longer, so we saved it for the group discussion.
Yes.
So we'll all kinda take it away.
All right. Well, I want to throw in a fun fact.
Okay.
Which I had meant to throw in before we started interviewing Hunter.
Okay.
I did the fun fact about the Democrats with Derek's, and then with the Republicans, the fun fact with that, back in the 1800s, when it was much easier for third party people to actually become, you know, president.
Okay.
The Republican Party was actually a third party.
Really?
Yes.
So, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They were the third party, huh?
They were a third party. It was the Democrats and the Whigs.
The Whigs?
The Whigs.
What is that?
I don't even know.
Why don't we have the Whigs anymore?
Pretty sure I think they're still there.
Are they?
Pretty sure it's spelled W-H-I-G-S.
Yes, too. Like a wig, like Whigs.
Oh, like. That's insane, dude.
I know.
That is a fun fact.
Do you remember that?
I don't remember that.
Yeah, it was the Whigs. And then
there's a big controversy about like political flopping or switching after Abraham Lincoln.
So
Republicans became Democrats, Democrats became Republicans and all. And
then the Whigs just got assassinated.
The Whigs died out.
I honestly think they were still around up until recently. I think they actually were still a third party, but they merged with another third party. I don't know. You'll have to fact check me on that.
Do they still wear wigs? Do they wear wigs?
I don't know.
Them old school white wigs. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, the powdered wigs.
Yeah. I bet Hunter got one of them. I bet Hunter got one of them wigs.
Oh, you know Hunter does.
Man.
Right next to his Declaration of Independence poster.
he loves that stuff, man.
Yeah, I know. He eats it up.
But as you can see, we're friends at a table just having a conversation about wigs.
Exactly.
So.
But, all right. So the question that we had stopped with Hunter's was, Hunter, we had asked Derek on during his segment about whether or not he thought President Trump was racist. And I can't even remember why I asked that. I feel like it kind of like was starting to flow that way. So I think I asked it.
Yeah, I feel like our conversation went like more off topic than like what.
Yeah.
Like Hunter, you did really good. Like,
right.
I mean, you're kind of at an unfair advantage because I got to listen in on yours. So, yeah. Like, but I mean, like, where you guys said like it was two different conversations. I feel like it's kind of like what we talked about where the poll. The unbiased poll basically put everyone down the middle. Like, our conversations kind of melded into each other.
Yeah.
So,
So I feel like, for some reason, our conversation kind of was going in that direction. Yeah. So I just asked him. But so I was curious to see what your point of view was. Like, because we asked John, we asked Derek. I kind of feel like, I mean, I don't follow politics. I'm starting to now, but I try to see everyone's point of view. So I was trying to get everyone's kind of opinion on the matter. So so having asked John, independent, asking Derek, who was our Democrat representative, libertarian.
Libertarian.
Sort of.
Libertarian. So now, Hunter, asking you as a Republican, do you feel like President Trump is racist?
No. I do not. If I did, I wouldn't have voted for him. I know that sounds kind of convenient, but but no, I don't see any evidence of that necessarily. I mean, not that you know, not that if a racist was president, they would be walking around openly acting like it, or you know,
I'm sure there's been other racist presidents for sure.
Right, like, yeah. I'm sure there have been. You know, I mean,
founding fathers.
Yes.
No, obviously, I you can't deny that, but yeah. I don't see that. I would love to debate examples of people who think he is. You know, I'm not going to sit here and be like, well, look at, you know, I'm not going to pander about it and go, oh, well, look at all there's a picture of President Trump and 45 black pastors in the Oval Office. That's evidence he's not racist, because that's, you know, that's a straw man argument. I think, you know, but if you have, you know, evidence that he is, more than just, oh, well, I think he is because he's Republican and he's white and he's old, I would love to talk about it. But I think that the majority of when people say President Trump is racist, it comes from this automatic assumption that because he's 77 years old and white and Republican, he's racist.
I guess to give you an example of what I've heard people say, did you watch the first debate?
I did not.
Okay, never mind then.
did you not watch that clip, though? Did you watch that clip?
When he's directly asked if he would condemn
capitalism.
Was Joe Biden asked that question?
I have no idea. I couldn't watch it either. Just like you, I couldn't watch it either.
Yeah, I couldn't finish
Kathy
it.
Kathy turned it on, and I knew it was going to be a bunch of bumbling idiots talking to each other, and I was just like...
Right.
Yeah, I watched some of it, but I just couldn't get through it, and so I stopped watching it. But then I saw on my Facebook and social media that people were saying, "Oh, well, Trump was talking directly to like this racist group," or yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah, I didn't even know that was a racist group
until we learned something new that day.
Yeah, I was like, "Oh, Proud Boys." I'm not surprised that there's a racist group out there called Proud Boys. Like, yeah. That didn't shock me.
So, yeah, and since I hadn't watched it all the way, I couldn't say for sure, but
I'm skeptical of taking when somebody's asked to condemn white nationalism point blank like that, because that question 9 times out of 10 is only asked of white Republicans. They're not walking around asking Democratic senators to condemn white nationalism, because it's by the media almost, it's assumed that if you are a white Republican, you are a racist inherently. And I don't feel the need to defend myself as not a racist, because I've never acted that way. I've never done anything to do that. So I don't need to, if I was caught at a KKK rally and you want to ask me that question,
I knew I saw you there.
Wait, what are you doing
right,
there, John?
Like, I come out and I
research.
You catch me through my window and I'm taking my robes off. All right. at the next, you know, press meeting, you can ask me that. But I just don't understand why it's only asked of one segment of the population when they're running for office, and with no real evidence other than, well, he didn't deny it. That falls flat to me as evidence of racism. I don't think he should have to tell people that he's not, when there's been no evidence that he is. No hard evidence other than people just, you know, misconstruing things or, you know, changing things that he's said to make it sound like he is. I just don't see it as fair. I don't agree with like people asking Obama if he was born here. There's no evidence that he wasn't. So it's the same thing to me. And I realize that this is kind of, you know, ironic because President Trump questioned.
I was just fixing this. Yeah. I was just
like waiting for Derek. Derek's like slowly gearing up.
I'm just going to let him finish.
But I will openly fight President Trump on that, as that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And it's ridiculous. That whole argument is, and I think President Trump being a racist is a ridiculous argument. I just don't see that in his policies. at all.
Well, because you didn't get to hear my answer, I also don't think that he's a racist in the terms.
Okay.
Yeah, so nobody's disagreeing with you.
I'm not disagreeing with you. Right. As a staunch, like, hardcore racist, no, I don't think he's that. I should have elaborated on that a little bit more.
I mean, I'm slightly like, racist. It just depends on the situation.
But, like...
John.
Like, I don't think he's like that. The problem I have with him is that he does pander to his people that believe that. That's his. He knows his audience. He plays to them because he knows
right.
He doesn't want to lose their vote. Like he's.
Right.
We went into the whole thing about how like if you know you're liberal, you're typically labeled as a Hollywood elitist, that type of thing, because they're all liberals or whatever out there. And then, but Trump is, you know, a Republican Hollywood actor. Like that's what he's doing.
Right.
You brought up the perfect, like, the Kardashians and stuff like that. Like,
yeah.
And that's what he's doing is that he's pandering to his audience. He knows the people that back him. And he
right.
He can't lose their vote because he will lose the election if he does.
Right.
But in turn of not being able to say, no, I'm not. Oh, I don't. In turn of saying, like, I do condemn. Like, he can't say that he condemns white supremacy, like, in a way that. I mean, that's a racist act. Like, I mean, I'm not saying that he is racist, but he's definitely not making it easy for people to say, well, no, nah, he's not racist. Because I know there are videos of him out there that he has answered that question directly.
Yeah.
But, like, there's also, for every video that you see of that, there'd be three other videos where he beats around the bush. And it's like,
right.
But to be on a presidential debate, national presidential debate, to be asked that question, the only answer that comes out of your mouth should be, yeah, I condemn white
right.
nationalism, racist. Like, you know,
right.
That's the only acceptable answer that needs to come out.
Right. And, I agree with that. I think.
And then he knew what he was saying, though, because he even backed up. He was like, what do you want me to call him? Literally 3 seconds after he was asked the question. And if he has the attention span of that... Just alone, he's not qualified to be a fucking president. Like, I'm sorry. Like, right. I mean, like, he definitely panders to his audience. I don't think he's personally a racist. Like Jay said back in the day, he was in rap videos and stuff like that. Uh-huh. You know,
checking and jabbing with us.
And he has done things that are really good about, like, signing in funding for HBCUs and stuff like that. I think I said that correctly.
It's okay, man. Somebody going to fact check you from now.
Yeah, I know. They're going to be like, that guy doesn't know who he's talking about. But
I think President Trump could do better to... he shoots himself in the foot more often than not when it comes to stuff like that. You know, I mean, sometimes it's like, okay, Jesus Christ, dude, just answer the question.
Yeah. Like,
you know, just say it. Fine. You know what? Yeah. And they're like... Say it this way, you know, never ask me again. I'm not going to keep answering this question. You know, he's the president of the United States. He can tell people that. Like, you know, I'm going to answer this and I'm not going to answer it again.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And if that's all. I mean, honestly, if he just said it on the presidential debate, that's the only time he would have to say it. Like,
right. Right.
Like, go back to the first presidential debate. That look at my answer then. Like,
right.
My stance hasn't changed.
Right. And I agree with that. I think, you know, and there's a multiple times where President Trump should have just said it and stay off Twitter. And, you know,
Twitter.
I agree with that. I said in the last segment, there are times where President Trump is just so cringy. I can't even watch it.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So why vote for him?
Because I'm not concerned with that he's cringy on TV and that it's hard to listen to him speak sometimes. I'm more concerned with what he's doing for the country. I didn't vote for him because of his TV personality. I voted for him because what I thought he could do for the country with his, you know, with his experience. And that's where I placed my vote on what I thought he could do on the ground, sign in papers, and I wasn't concerned with, you know, how many laughs he got during the presidential debate, because I don't care if he's funny or not. I don't, you know, I don't care if he's this sweet old man from Scranton, Pennsylvania. I don't care. You know, I don't want Uncle Joe.
Anything but sweet. No. Like,
I don't, you know, I don't need Uncle Joe to be the sweet old man in the White House. I, you know, I need an effective president.
Well, why vote for Joe? Change. Like, I mean,
I'm sorry?
Why vote for Joe? I mean, you know, for argument's sake, like, I don't have a dog in this fight, in this election.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, I'll say that I'm voting Joe Biden because I despise Trump that much. Like, and I said it in the last segment, I was like, throw another Republican, you know, candidate at me, and then, yeah, I'll take a second look at him, but I'm not voting for Trump. Like, that is
right
out of, like, question. And that's based off just, to me, I understand people, the way that things have been broken down recently in my mind is that there's dollar fit, how the elections are going, or politics in general, is that there's the money consensus, like what you just said, like, or in the last segment where, you know, people, you don't want our country throwing around money left and right. And then there's the social concession rights type deal. How you say that you went and liberals get tagged with, like, oh, they're the only ones that care about, like, you know, that type of stuff. I mean, in my mind, my importance of how everything goes is basically, I could care less about money. I'm going to come across it one way or another. If I got to work three jobs to do it, then I'll work three jobs to do it. Don't want to do it, but I've done it before. Like, and I mean, with my tax, like, Trump helped out the tax bracket, whatever that. The only thing that changed was $200 on my taxes. And if I can't do without $200 on my taxes, then I got bigger problems.
Right.
And he definitely gave a bigger bone to the top 1% and then gave the scraps to the lower percent, where the middle class isn't really getting anything out of it. So, you know, it's just, it's not as great as what he chopped it up to be. Like, that's every president across the board. You know, they'll say one thing the next to another. I mean, and not only that, his whole big thing was about government spending, but even though he's spent more money in his time in office prior to the bailouts that we had to do for COVID or whatnot, the ratio between the economy and government spending were not aligned. Like, he was still spending more than what was, like, coming in.
Right.
So, like, his whole notion on that is, like, to me, Trump's, it's just based off a bunch of false narratives. And I know I'm a Trump hater. Like, trust me. I know I look for bad articles to read about him. But I'll give him credit. Like, he has done things where other presidents haven't. Like, you know, I'm pretty sure Obama cut funding to HBCUs, the historical black colleges or universities, if you didn't know that. And then Trump actually gave it back to him, I'm pretty sure.
I feel like I've heard that. Yeah.
So, you know, kudos to him. But, like, I don't know. It just, I just can't.
I mean, I don't know. I think that's a common problem with anybody who's on opposing sides of the, you know, you look for bad articles of Trump, and I don't, you know, and I tend to only look at the things that are bad said about Biden, even though I think he was part of one of the worst administrations the country's ever seen financially. But
why do you say that, though?
Why do I say that Biden was part of a
well, bad why do you say that was, like, one of the worst financially institution, like, regimes? Because on their way out, the economy was already trending up. And they weren't responsible for the economic collapse. That was Bush.
I mean, we were in more wars with Obama than we had ever been in. That cost, I mean, trillions of dollars.
Iraq and Afghanistan was under Bush.
Right, but I mean, Obama was the president for 8 years. I mean, I don't think you can say that. And I mean, the entire war in Syria is directly related to Obama.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'll give you that. But, I mean, we've been in war over there for forever. Like, they won't call it a war.
Right.
But we've been mobilized over there for how long?
Right. No, I'm not saying he started it. But, I mean, you know, for the peace-loving, you know, never getting into wars Democrat president, we sure were in a lot of them, and we were bombing a lot of people.
Oh, yeah, we were. But his narrative was still that he didn't bomb enough, or he was pro-Middle East to the point that he, like, babied him. The right sees him as that. Like, this, I don't know, second coming of Allah in the office, like, who's going to turn America into Muslims. Like, that was the narrative underneath him. Even though he dropped more bombs on the Middle East than the last three presidents combined. Like...
Right. And I mean, but then Trump's a racist, and he has single-handedly turned five nations now into Israeli allies by himself in the span of 6 months. I mean, you know, that's what we're talking about. I don't see how, oh, Trump is a racist because he disagrees with some, you know, Somalian representative.
I'm not
and that makes him a racist against Muslims, but I mean he's pulled out of major conflicts in the Middle East and has brought more peace to that region of the world than the past 50 presidents before him. That is, it's unprecedented. I mean, it's unprecedented what's going on with Jordan and all those countries with Israel is unprecedented. I mean, those countries have been enemies since the day their constitutions were signed as independent nations. And in 6 months, Trump has made them all sit in a room together and go, figure it out. And they did.
Do you think it's been 6 months or been, you know, the last 12 years?
I don't think that.
There's no way that's going to be solved in 6 months. Like, that narrative is absurd to me. Like, they're mortal enemies from... Like,
you can't figure
no,
out.
No, I don't
COVID.
Think it's been solved. It's been those countries wouldn't step foot in the same nation as each other in the last presidency. They would not. They were completely persona non grata.
Well, I'll definitely agree that Obama favored Saudi Arabia over all of them. Like, but
and I just I don't know. And I
there's I mean, more I dynamic to all that than that we can even get into on this.
I don't really want to be the guy that blames the past presidency. I think that's a bunch of BS anyway, because it's always the same thing. Oh, well, this isn't Obama's fault. It was Bush's fault. Oh, well, it's not Bush's fault. Clinton really screwed everything up. And then, you know, it's always the same thing. And it's easy. That's an easy argument to make.
Yeah, but all of them do connect, though. Like, there's some truth between all of them.
Right.
You can't not blame the, like... Or give credit to the next person, or give credit to them where they were. Like Obama right. got credit for saving the American auto industry, even though it was Bush that put in the bailouts for it. Like,
right.
So, I mean, like, Bush did it. Obama right. just got it over the transfer of the presidency, you know?
Right. He just got it over the line.
Yeah.
Right.
So, you know, it's, there's give and take with all of it. It's just, and how you've, talked before, I just feel like a lot of people do meet in the middle, like, and are yeah. tired of this, like, sitcom that we're living in. Like,
yeah. right, exactly. I would really like to just sit there and watch the news and, like, be like, just hear one of them say, this is what Trump did. Make your own decision.
Yeah.
If you like it or not.
Yeah.
Just one. This is what's happening. You know, like one news network to go, this is what's happening. All we're telling you is what happened.
Yeah, and both the major ones out there definitely partake to their particular party affiliation.
Right, and it's just, it's exhausting. And I think it completely removes the ability for this right now to happen. Where yeah. like, you know, I mean, we can disagree. I think it doesn't sound like we agree on this very much, and that's fine. But next time I'm in Jacksonville, I'm still coming over for dinner.
Oh yeah.
yeah. You know.
Yeah. And like I said, I don't agree with Trump. I don't agree with Biden either.
Right.
I would probably vote Joe Jorgensen, but
that's the name I was looking
for last week. I know. I was laughing when you said
Derek
it.
Knew it. He just didn't
like,
want to.
Well, last year I voted for Gary Johnson because I was like, well, all else fails. Like I was stuck in the same position last election. Mm-hmm. It was just, I was like, I don't want either one of these fools. Like, yeah. What? Like, what's going on? Like, and it's just, it blows my mind that, like, here I am, I'm stuck, and I have to pick between one of these two idiots. Like,
yeah.
And
I think that's where a lot of people are, because I've seen a lot of my friends say, well, it's too big of an election not to choose one or the other.
Yeah,
but
Well, the sad part is that's the actual truth on whichever side that you lie on. Like, if you lie on the Republican side of things, this is a big election for Republicans because they will lose everything that they gained underneath Trump for the most part.
Yeah.
But that's what they believe in. Like, and for like liberals or Democrats, there's 4 more years of Trump. Like, and it's just like, it's hard to, like, Trump is hard for me to swallow. Like, you know.
Yeah.
And I think that it's just become so polarized where nobody can meet in the middle. I mean,
And I hope it goes away after Trump is out of office, whether that's this election or the next election. Like, it's definitely been, he's definitely, like, polarized it to the point of that type of stuff.
I kind of feel like the parties have been polarizing for a long time, though.
Yeah,
and this has just been like the icing on the cake.
Well, they have, but he's been the catalyst to be like, go punch someone in the face and pay for your dues, and then like that shit happens. Like, you know, like Trump gave everyone the right to say whatever the hell they want to say. Like,
I was gonna say something, but it's a family show.
What you gonna say, John?
I ain't gonna say it.
Oh,
but Ball said it's okay, so I might do it later.
Like, no one, like, we talked about that off air and we don't say it now, but like any other presidential candidate that said that would not be voted into office, and it got swept under the rug as locker room talk. Yeah, like,
it's locker room talk too.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
I think you know what I'm talking about now, right?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
I don't think anybody else would have survived that.
No one would have. Not a single person.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm a person that says, you know me, I'm a person that says a lot of ridiculous shit and I get away with it. And I will admit you, I don't know how, but I can guarantee you if I said that and they got put out there, people are like, wow, Derek's a real, like, like, he doesn't respect women very much. Like, how does Kathy deal with him? Like, that type of deal. Like, you know,
I mean, I'll be honest. When that came out during the first election, I had completely given up hope. I mean, I was like, okay, that's it. Hillary's president.
Yeah.
You know?
But Hillary shot herself in the foot and called everyone what was it? Delinquent or deplorables.
Yeah.
And that just made the right even angrier. So, and they're like, we're gonna get on
right. So
man.
You know, I mean, it's really, honestly, I actually can't believe that either one of them even came close to winning. I really can't.
No, I can't. Like, and that's why I like, and what I talked about is like, I want the presidential candidates from all parties to be able to debate and not have to be based off some 5% poll that's made up from the media, so that people can have exposure to it.
Mm-hmm.
And what's even crazier to me is that we're in a time where information is at our fingertips, literal fingertips, everywhere we go with our cell phones, computers, everything else. And no one will take 2 hours to educate themselves on other political parties and affiliations to see where they fit in to be able to make a conscious vote. Like, they're just like, well, Republican or Democrat, that's, you know, where we'll fall into line. And I might not agree with everything that either one says, but, you know, this one more suits me. Like, and I mean, me as a person, I don't really care about myself too much because I always own, like, I feel like I'll take care of myself. I'll do what I need to do that needs to get done.
Which is a very
I'm more concerned about other people that are struggling and having harder times.
Yeah.
For whatever reason it may or may not be. So,
well, guys, that was one hell of a show.
That was.
You know, I wasn't sure where it was going. Obviously, I don't know much about this stuff, so I was super quiet.
Well, that's why I was quiet.
Along a lot of it. It was definitely the Derek and Hunter show.
Yes.
And we appreciate you both spreading your knowledge on both sides.
Hey, Derek, do you want to have Don and Ashley on as guests next week?
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Well, damn. We got canceled.
Yeah. We did.
Look,
that was not our own show.
Like, I mean, and like a lot about politics, I take at face value. Like,
yeah,
I take it at face value. I don't dig into a whole lot of stuff. Hunter's probably way more educated on a lot of stuff than I am when it comes to politics, and he's probably a lot more right in general when it comes to that. But like, just take it at face value and do what I think is right for me and what I think will help the country as a whole versus just like me personally. Yeah. Like,
right.
Well, at the end of the day, maybe we all need to just come to the table.
Right.
And talk this thing out, man.
Have a potluck.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
All right. Well, next time Hunter's in town, we'll have dinner.
We should. I quite enjoy this conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll get everybody together. We'll do something nice. Guys, once again, I just want to thank everybody for being here today. Hunter and Derek are guests.
Yes, thank you so much, guys.
Yeah, thanks for
it
having
has been me. Insane.
Get out and vote.
Yes. Vote.
Yes. Vote. Guys, make sure you follow us on Instagram, and we now have a Facebook page. Surprise.
Yep.
So follow our Facebook page as well. And we'll see you next week.
All right. Bye, guys.
Goodbye, bye. People.